Newcastle City Police District have put a call out to the public. They need the power of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the comments on this post so far, Leonie says, get A Current Affair onto it.
Oh.
Ducko, maybe Chris Allen, your father.
He was here on the weekend,
actually. Seasoned journo can get onto it.
I tell you what, he got recognised this weekend like three or four times in Newcastle.
Of course he did, because he's a major celebrity.
He's been on A Current Affair. People are loving him. Yeah, it's loving
him. Is that Chris Allen? Yes, it is. Yes, those piercing blues. I love your dad. God, he's great. Deb says, hey, I've gotten in touch with Sunrise. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't worry about A Current Affair or Sunrise, guys. Nick, Jess and Ducko, we will also put the call out. We are part of the people.
Yep.
This original post, it was only from a few days ago, but they are saying mid-March, in fact, on the 15th of March, something washed up on Nobby's Beach. So they've had it in their care. They've obviously been investigating and come up maybe with bupkis. Mm-hmm. So now they have to go to the people. A container washed up on Nobby's Beach near the lighthouse containing ashes.
Oh.
A plastic cremation urn. The name Frank Brown was written on like a Sharpie, it looks like, with a series of numbers, 34425. We don't know what the numbers have to do with.
Right.
I'm not sure if they've got, you'd think they would have gone to crematoriums around being like, do you have a Frank Brown in your system?
Such a plain name.
I know.
Not trying, useful.
You're Frank Brown on Facebook or whatever and try and find other Brown relatives. You're going to struggle. Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
Like when I tried to reconnect with my friend Dave Smith from school.
No chance. Is Dave spelt with like a Y and a Q or something?
Just regular. Is 34425 maybe Frank's lucky number?
Maybe. There is lotto numbers. We don't know. We're not sure. Extensive inquiries have been made with funeral homes and crematoriums in around the area with no results.
So his ashes washed up on Nobby's Beach?
Still in the container.
Oh, no.
So now there's a lot of speculation. There's hundreds of comments, people saying, oh, someone obviously maybe had the responsibility, go scatter Grandpa's ashes.
Yeah.
And maybe they forgot the scatter part.
Yeah.
And have just turfed the whole thing in. Yeah.
Or maybe Butterfingers. They're holding it over the side of the boat and they're like, I'm just going to undo the lid.
Yes, because it's not one of those, you know, steel urns you'd keep on the mantle piece. It does just look like a Tupperware container.
Oh, does it? Oh,
so maybe it was something that was meant to be transported. You scatter respectfully and then you take the Tupperware.
But the scattering of the ashes, the key in that is the scattering.
Absolutely it is. A lot of people are saying maybe Frank loved the ocean. Maybe he loved travelling, so they wanted to keep the ashes together to let him float around.
Yeah.
Some people have gone really invested on the comments. They're saying, I've posted this in another Facebook group and a few people are saying you should check the Ryerson Index. There's a death notice for a Frank Brown in 2020.
Oh.
So maybe he's been travelling the high seas for 2 years and he's washed up here in Newcastle.
So we don't know if he's a new local.
We don't actually.
Well,
it could have come from anywhere.
Easily travel if it's floating.
Totally.
Like my wallet, which I would have thought is not a floater.
Yep.
Went from one side of Melbourne's Bay to the other side of Melbourne's Bay over a 6 month period.
A little cheeky dolphin taking your wallet for a little spin.
Yeah.
Wasn't accepted at any of the PayPass outlets under the sea.
Well, they probably couldn't undo the Mambo Velcro to be able to access the cash.
They didn't have the cool chain to hook it to their belt buckle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Denise has suggested, has the container been opened? If it hasn't, there might be dog tags inside. This might be a thing they do with ashes. She does recommend using a utensil to fish around in the ashes because you don't want to stick your hand in. That's disrespectful.
An endorsement for Tupperware, though, staying closed through all that.
But if this is the freight ground potentially from 2020, you're right. For 2 years, it's been washed around the ocean.
How would you be to be Frank, though? Like your dying wish is like, just scatter me out of the ocean.
He was a fisherman, wanted to be in amongst the ocean.
Hey, you got Frank? Yeah, here he goes. Oh, dunk. Oh, no.
Whoopsie doopsie.
Did you want to do Frank? Nah, I didn't.
No. Yeah, Jody's got some gear in the comments.
Well, she said,
I've always wanted to live by the beach in Newey. This may be the only option I could afford. Lol. It's like, Jody, we're trying to find Frank Brown's family here. Please
have
get it together.
Respect.
Have some respect.
Yeah. Okay.
But there you go. So if you do know any information, the Newcastle City Police are appealing to the public.
Okay.
Mm. 34425, if anyone has any meaning to that.
But, like, what do you do now? Do we re-put Frank back out in the ocean?
Well, if he came from the ocean, I would say yes.
Like, do we
scatter it, or do we not know that he might have wanted to be in Tupperware?
Is that illegal, though? Like, are you...
You know, what a few comments are. Are they going to get charged, potentially, if the Brown family is found?
Yeah.
You turfed litter into the ocean.
You're just littering in the ocean.
Yeah, what would Attenborough say?
That's why they're not coming forward.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I don't want that $85 fine.
Maybe.
Yeah, I littered my Uncle Frank
in
the ocean.
I don't want Frank now sitting in the police, you know, the evidence locker, or wherever they've have kept him. He must be reunited. I would say, if no one comes forward, put him back in the ocean.
Well, we could put him back in the ocean if no one comes forward.
I would be happy to.
Then he just, we could go to the Nobby's break wall. Yep. We could just go all the way to the end.
Yep.
We could just toss him up.
Yep. Hopefully not a windy day.
Well, then you'd hope not.
You'd hope not.
Wait, yeah. So are we scattering or are we lobbing it back in?
I think we have to scatter. We can't put more plastic in the ocean. Yeah. I don't think Frank would have wanted that.
No. I mean, I don't know Frank. But he screams to me like a guy who wanted to be scattered.
Yeah.
Not just chucked in.
This seems like a mistake by a young niece or nephew.
Yeah. Young Frank Brown Jr.
Yeah. FBJ.